It's the Platinum Club. And here's your weekly podcast that takes the principles of showbiz blueprint to the next level. In each episode, Barry serves up a message to motivate, guide, and inspire you to play bigger, act bolder, take bigger risks, and win. Direct from his studio in the Sierra Mountains and straight into your business, here's Barry.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Last episode, I dug into decisions and how we make them, how we wimp out and how we waste time, and how we empower the parts of us that don't have our highest interest at heart. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Safe to say that I probably rocked some boats and rattled some cages, maybe got some eyeballs rolling, and in a perfect world, I prompted you to risk a new way of making a decision. As long as we continue to make decisions from the exact same place, you know, that being our brain upstairs in our head, we will make decisions that land us within the confines of that reality. It isn't until we trust something so much wiser and ancient, instinctual, that we can find ourselves in places and situations that blow our reality wide open. It's unconventional. Or I should say, it's unconventional, I know. And I'll challenge you again to trust it and risk the outcome that you get. I know you're ready to do this. I recorded that last week's podcast from the mountains of Colorado, and a remarkable weekend. And it was fun to steal away late at night and spend some time with you while recording that. But right after that recording of that episode, it became clear to me what the next two episodes needed to be about, and I'll release them here in quick succession so that you can get the maximum impact and flight time with those techniques. They're incredible. Combining these three techniques from the October podcasts will be a perfect storm for you in this final quarter of the year, and it'll begin 2018 with confidence, decisive action, and a plan for where to put your attention and how to make compounding progress. That's what I want to see. That is what I want to see for each and every one of us. So with your decision-making process in place, or at least with the seeds planted, I want to turn your attention to a foundational piece of the business puzzle that I have seen so many entertainers struggle to control. Without getting into all the shades of gray, allow me to say that I believe that we basically have two modes of operation: our light and our shadow. The light is where we are alert, we're connected, optimistic, we're creative, we're outgoing, we're trusting, we're open to possibility and eager to take our business higher and higher. The shadow, as you might imagine, is where we're tired and disconnected, pessimistic, lazy, reclusive, questioning, stuck in our own little reality, and doubtful about our business. Hey, both of these are real. Both of these are parts of each and every one of us. And yes, as I said, there are shades of each, and the circles blend and overlap throughout the day and the week. Of course, that's normal. The question I ask you, and I will answer for myself, how can you call yourself out of the shadows and into the light at will? That's right, at will. And really, why does it matter what state of mind we are in when we are building our business or creating opportunities or networking or reaching out to prospects or creating art? Why does it really matter? It matters because we attract who we are. We attract who we are. We attract similar people, similar energy and conversations and opportunities every single time. If you don't believe me, just hit pause and think about it for a minute. It's uncanny, really. We attract who we are. On this page, you'll see a picture of what I call my attitude rock. I wanted to share it with you guys and maybe encourage you to create something like this for yourself. It's a rock where I have written a word that represents the light and the shadow parts of my personality. On one side of my attitude rock, it says courage, and on the other side, it says passivity. I use it to keep me on track and in control of which of those attitudes is driving me at any given moment. It's right here on my desk. And I tell on myself by turning out the one that is driving me so that it's looking right at me. And there's never any confusion about how I'm doing. If I'm feeling the shadow side and I have a lot of stuff I need to do, I ask myself while I'm looking at that rock, is this who I can afford to be right now? And if the answer is yes, I take a walk, I get out of my office, and I fully embrace that passivity. If the answer is no, then I turn it around. I grab the rock and I turn it around. It's automatic. And I take a few small steps that deliver me into full courage. So I have a quick exercise, and I'll ask you to do it right now in real time with me. It's only going to take a couple minutes. Come with me on this one. Close your eyes and imagine the brightest version of yourself. Fully alert, connected, optimistic, creative, outgoing, trusting, open to possibility, and eager to take your business higher and higher. You see that picture of yourself? Can you imagine a time? Can you feel a time when that was you? So right now, what's a word that anchors all of that for you? It encompasses the satisfaction and fulfillment of when you are operating from that place. Don't overthink it. Use your decision-making process from last week to feel the right word and then trust it. Do it now. What's that word? Perfect. Write it down. Write it down right now. And let's do the other side. Close your eyes again and imagine the shadow side of you when you're tired, disconnected, pessimistic, lazy, reclusive, questioning, stuck in your reality, doubtful about your business. Can you feel that? Can you feel and imagine a time when you were fully in that? Good. Now, what's a word that anchors all of that for you? A word that encompasses the dissatisfaction and the emptiness of when you're in that place. Again, don't overthink it. Trust yourself to pick the word that represents the energy of that mindset, of that attitude. Do it now. Perfect. Write it down. Good work. Now look at these two words. Aren't they the absolute perfect representations of the categories of your life as an entrepreneur? Of course they are. Of course they are. And you know yourself and you trusted yourself to make the decisions. You might want to create something physical. You might want to create something physical like this rock. And it could be a rock or a magnet or a piece of art. It could be on a paper that you flip over. Doesn't matter. It could be a light, even a cool light that's kind of on or off, red or green in your office. I don't know. Have some fun with that. Just make sure it's something that you can keep in front of you and switch easily. It's so powerful that it allows us to be, capital B, fully in the light or in the shadow. And there's nothing wrong with either. The conflict happens when we are in one and we don't have any tools to get into the other. So now that we have these words, let me talk about why all of this really, really matters. It's widely accepted through science that human beings make an average of 35,000 decisions every single day. Yep. 35,000 decisions every single day. These are really small sometimes, and sometimes they're really big. But no matter what, that is a big, big number. And we make these decisions whether we are coming from light or whether we're coming from shadow. So do you know what those decisions really are? Do you know what they actually are? They are votes, V-O-T-E-S, for what we want and who we want to be in our life. And let me say that again. Those decisions are actually votes for what we want and who we want to be in our life, in our business, in our relationships, our health, our finances, and every other area of our life. Votes, each one that is counted and tallied with all the others, and the winner always wins. That with the most votes always wins. And this isn't some messed up electoral college system like we have in America. This is popular vote, and the one with the most votes always wins. So you're asking, what are we voting for, Barry, right? We all have something we are aiming for, clearly, or we wouldn't be here. None of us are court-ordered to be in the Platinum Club, and each of us invests time and money and energy and attention to being here. So for the sake of this podcast, let me just do something global, and for you it may be different, but let's call that something a vision. You might think of it as a goal, or it could be an outcome, or a booking, or a new relationship, or a breakthrough in a physical sense. Whatever it is, it can look 100 different ways. But the bottom line is that it's something that you imagine will give you a feeling or a reward that is desirable, and I'm going to call it a vision. When we have our vision in place, everything we do is a vote for or against, a vote in support or opposition. Plain and simple, the math doesn't lie. We are either acting in support or opposition to that vision. Some actions may seem really tiny and inconsequential, but regardless, they are a vote for or against, support or opposition of that vision. And I firmly believe that we vote through the seven holes in our head. Yep, and I get that might sound very bizarre, so let me explain this. The eyes are where we vote by what we choose to see. Is what you're looking at or reading or watching a vote in support or opposition of that vision? The ears, the two ears, are where we vote by what we allow in auditorily. Is what you're listening to a vote in support or opposition of your vision? The nose is all about breathing. And it's where we vote for physical health. Are you using your body in a way that is in support or opposition of your vision? Are you getting exercise that sets your physical body up to achieve that vision? That's the nose. And finally, the mouth, the seventh hole. It is a unique voting apparatus because it has the influence via both input and output votes, right? We vote by what we say and what we eat or drink. Our words, our voice, our message is shared with others verbally, as well as what we choose to digest. A lot of voting power indeed. And are those mouth votes in support or opposition of your vision? Yeah. Please understand this. Understand that this doesn't mean you have to be consciously working on your vision at all times. I mean, none of us could do that. It would be a ridiculous life. But also know that there are no neutral votes. You are holistic, and everything you do on a major, on a micro, and on a macro level is a vote in support or opposition of your vision, one way or the other. On this page, I'm showing two photos from a recent coaching session I did with a woman who's in my 30-day sugar-free Platinum Coaching Club. She had a vision of being, as she called it, Darcy 2007. she has this vision of becoming that woman who has had the energy and the confidence and attraction of 10 years ago. She has badly let that go, in her own words. And the vision we got to during a recent session was Darcy 2007. So I shared with her this concept of voting, and it literally brought her to tears. We had to just hold silence on the call for about 5 minutes when she saw, and we were on a video call, when she saw it in black and white. She saw the pictures you're looking at right on this page. These are right from her whiteboard. She realized that she has the life that is exactly what she has voted for over the past decade of her life with those seven holes in her head. Exactly. No miscounting, no randomness, exactly the life she has voted for. So we did this session recently within the last month, and I'm happy to tell you that she has made a 180-degree turn and has already seen huge changes in all aspects of her life. Yep, the positive changes happen a whole lot faster. So your assignment from this episode, from this podcast episode, is to come up with a word that represents your light and your shadow. You saw mine, courage and passivity. And create a way to see which you are living in so that you can be fully in that place. No judgment about either, but just so you can be fully in that place, the light or the shadow. And with a simple action, you can flip it over and be the opposite. That's one assignment from this. Also, I'm going to ask you to name a vision. Make something up, make up a vision, and then make a list, just like you see in the photos down below from Darcy's session, of how you can vote in support and how you can vote in opposition. I called them on that board good and bad votes. I hadn't clarified the language that I wanted to share with you now, but what are the good and the bad votes that you can make with your ears, your nose, your eyes, and your mouth? If you want to share those with me privately or as a comment on this page, I would love, love to see them, as I'm sure you could inspire other members as well. In a few days, I'll release the next episode. I trust that you can see the inner workings of what we're doing here. And trust me, this is going to be one of those things which cannot be unseen. All right, this is Barry. Off to the races. And I am going to be over and out. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.